Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello and welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga podcast. I'm Manu Feit and he's back. Stefan Biankowski showing me for the preview show. Stefan, how's it going? I know you're still technically on holiday, so I am interrupting your much deserved rest to bring you on real quickly for the preview show. But how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, mate. It's good to be back. I don't mind being back because, as listeners will know, you've done many shows from Hawaii and all sorts. So it's felt only fair that I jump on for 20 minutes to do the preview show. But yeah, I'm doing very well. I'm currently sitting in the hotel room, the kitchen, at the kitchen table at this Airbnb that we're in, which looks over this lovely little highland town of Ballycrow, which has got this kind of lovely bay and houses around it. Anyone who's been to this kind of part of the northwestern coast of Scotland will know what I mean, but it's absolutely stunning part of the country, and we've been really lucky. It's been dry all week, sun splitting the sky, so yeah, I've got very little to complain about.
That's great. I mean, I've seen the photos on social media. Yeah, it looks absolutely stunning, Stefan. Really nice.
Well, you know, Scotland's not always dry and it's not always warm, but it almost always is picturesque. So we've always got that to look forward to. And it's been great to run around with my camera.
It looks a lot like where I live on Vancouver Island, which is also currently not dry. It's raining buckets right now. But it reminds me, I can see why so many Scottish people settled here. It makes a lot of sense seeing those pictures.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, it's a very similar environments, I suppose. But yeah, we're really lucky. We've got, like, in Scotland, it's basically the 1 week of summer that we get. So I'm glad I've managed to make most of it before we get probably 6 months of rain after this.
Oh, yeah, that's brutal. Vancouver Island basically has summer from here to October. So that's very different. I guess that's why they ultimately ended up leaving and not going back.
Well, you know, while I was here, I have picked up a book on the Scottish clearances, which probably explains a lot of the Scots who ended up in Canada. So give me a couple of weeks and I'll probably be able to give you a better answer on that one.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'll come back to it. Or we can discuss it in one of those Substack chats on match day when we inevitably veer into far away from the match day actions to history or politics, as we often do on that chat, which is obviously also a good part time to point out the Substack and the great chat function that we have on there. If you're not a subscriber yet, not only are you getting great content, but you're also getting the ability to chat to us on match day. And other Bundesliga followers, you know, it's a really great environment. It has been a really good replacement for some of the social media platforms that are out there that just are going into a very dark place, I think. So, yeah, go and join that. All right, let's talk about match day 31. And it kicks off with Bochum against Hoffenheim. I'm tremendously worried about Bochum now, Stefan. I think that they made the wrong call firing Letch. It's gone really bad since. Their form has dipped even further, if that was even possible. They're the most out of sorts team in the Bundesliga. They have just gotten 2 points from the last 8 games, and I think that's going to continue here. I have this down as a 2-0 Hoffenheim win.
Yeah, I unfortunately don't have much hope from Bochum here either. They're now in 16th place for the first time since October, which I think really shows their rise and fall this season. Completely agree with you. They have kind of nosedived since they replaced the head coach, which seemed really premature to me and to both of us, I think, actually. I think usually I would kind of fancy them at home against a team like Hoffenheim, but based on their recent form and the fact that Hoffenheim really kind of showed a degree of, well, for lack of a better term, cojones, in the way that they managed to fight back and beat Bochum last weekend, makes me really think that Hoffenheim maybe have kind of figured out that they have to kind of stop the rot and get back to winning ways, and they tend to do that on the road anyway, more often than not. So I'm going for a very narrow 2-1 win for Hoffenheim here. And yeah, I think it'll probably be more heartache for Bochum.
Yeah, not a good time for them. You know, probably have to work now to get to that relegation playoff spot. Up next, Bayern against Frankfurt. The return leg of this, Stefan, was a 5-0 or 5-1? It was 5 for Frankfurt. It was Bayern got a tremendous spanking in that game. What do you think here? Is that going to happen again?
I don't think so. I predicted a win for Bayern last weekend. We did that preview shoot before the second leg against Arsenal, but I suspected that they would beat Arsenal and then they would probably go on and, you know, show a newfound degree of comfort or enthusiasm under Tuchel, and I think that's probably going to carry on into this weekend as well. And, you know, I think it'll be a very tight match. But I just think Bayern maybe kind of have the wind in the sails right now. And to be perfectly honest with you, I just don't think Frankfurt do either, or don't, rather, in contrast. They haven't got the best record in the Allianz Arena. They haven't got the best record actually against teams in the top four this season either. In away games, I think I've checked, if I'm not mistaken, they've lost 3 of the last 4 against top 4 sides, and in each occasion they've conceded 3 or more goals, I think I'm right in saying. So I think a lot of things just point to Bayern kind of picking up a win here. I don't think it'd be easy by any means, but I've gone for a narrow 2-1 win.
Yeah, I've gone for something similar. I went for 3-1 Bayern Munich win. I thought their performance against Union Berlin last week was very impressive. They sort of seem to have shaken off the rot that, or the funk that has been around them for much of the season. And it seems to be a really good cohesion now, too, between the squad and Thomas Tuchel, which is hilarious considering everything that's going on with Tuchel leaving and Ralf Rangnick now likely being the guy who's taking over. If you want to have more on that, Marie and I did a deep dive on what Bayern Munich would look like with Ralf Rangnick in charge. And then, of course, we also did a big deep dive into the general restructuring of Bayern Munich earlier this week with Matt Ford, right? But yeah, this Bayern squad seems to be really in tune right now. And although Frankfurt is a little bit of a boogie team for them, I think not this time. I think that Bayern Munich are going to get the win here. And it's going to be a 3-1 win, I think, or 2-1, as you said. Either way, I think they're going to get all 3 points. They're really gearing towards that Champions League run now, don't they? And I think they having that kind of in the back of their head too seems to kind of ease them off a little bit as well. It seems to be all preparing for the UCL, but that also means, of course, that, okay, well, the Bundesliga is kind of like a staging ground now. We don't have anything to win here. We don't have anything to lose. That seems to be almost helping them, Stefan.
Yeah, exactly. And it just kind of feels like they've managed to kind of weather the storm in terms of what's been kind of troubling them since, obviously, about 2 months ago, obviously, when decisions were made towards the end of the season. And we're now getting to this point. And as you and Matt have talked about, and you and Marie as well, I'd imagine, in terms of you know, issues at the club. But it feels like those kind of expectations have been lifted, and it's allowed them to kind of play well. And we'll kind of see how well that goes in the Champions League, I suppose. But so far, so good.
Before we move on to two Champions League contenders, did you see that there is now a petition out there among Bayern fans to keep Thomas Tuchel?
I believe anything. I haven't seen it because I've been on holiday for the last 6 or 7 days. But I
I've been tagged at it to spread the word. I am not. I'm not making this up. This is a real story.
Well, there we go then. It would be interesting to kind of poll the season ticket holders at Allianz Arena. It'd be interesting if they polled them back in, you know, late January, who wanted to sack Tuchel, and now who wants to keep him, see how much that swung, but that's football for you, I suppose.
I think it's hilarious. I saw that yesterday. I did not share it. I had it. I don't have a dog in the fight, but like I was told to spread the word. I did not. This is not a decision that I can be involved in. Anyways, decisions. We're going to find out, possibly find out, or get an indication of who's going to get that fourth place in the Champions League. This is your match of the week, Leipzig against Dortmund, although it increasingly looks now that fifth place is going to be enough for the Champions League. I spoke to Leipzig today as part of the, you know, they have the US tour this summer, and so you know I was able to speak to some people there, and they said that their goal is to reach fourth, even if fifth is enough, because you know they always want to be a top four side in German football. I think Dortmund pretty much have the same understanding and feeling. So I feel like even though fifth will be enough, this is still fourth still has that prestigiousness, doesn't it? That you are top four side. Stefan, who's going to get top four, and are we going to have a decision here?
Well, I think it's going to be a really interesting contest. This is my game of the week because I think it's just kind of full of fascinating narratives. It doesn't surprise me at all that Leipzig say that, because I guess if you look at the way their season's panned out, that fourth place, and particularly fourth place over Dortmund, is really kind of their last remaining kind of source of pride that they can kind of snatch at towards the end of the season. And I think it's going to be a fascinating game. Both teams are actually in pretty decent form on the whole. Mm-hmm. I didn't catch Dortmund's game against Leverkusen because I've been away, but you know, it's a decent result for them. I know Leverkusen obviously kind of got that last minute goal, which maybe kind of left a sour taste in the mouth. But to take a point off Leverkusen is something I'm sure a lot of Dortmund fans would have been happy with going into the game. Obviously, off the back of a really impressive Champions League run, you know, they've definitely got their tails up, but they come up against a Leipzig side who have been really impressive at home this season, and most recently I think they've got maybe what a remarkable record at home in terms of clean sheets as well. And I think over the course of the last 10 games only Leverkusen have picked up more points in the league. But what actually intrigues me the most is actually, despite how Leipzig have been really inconsistent this season, they have more or less always raised their game in these big matches against the, you know, perceived top four in the Bundesliga this season. Obviously, they beat Dortmund 3-2 last year. They came really close to obviously going toe-to-toe with Leverkusen. They pushed Bayern really close in that 2-1 defeat back in February. To be honest, the only kind of fixture, the only team that maybe seems to have got the better of them convincingly was actually Stuttgart when they obviously beat them 5-2 back in January. So I just think Dortmund are coming up against a team who are playing very well at home, very well defensively, and despite everything else this season, have really raised their game when, you know, they go into these kind of showdowns in the Bundesliga. So I think a good Dortmund team could certainly win this match, but I just think there's something about this Leipzig side right now that that should sneak it. So I've actually gone for a 3-2 win for Leipzig.
Yeah, I kind of concur with you there. Leipzig have also won 5 out of 6 home games against Dortmund. So they really like playing them. I think so too. I think Leipzig are going to win this game. I went for a slightly different result, 2-1. But I can only echo what you're saying. I think that this Dortmund team, I watched the Leverkusen game. For some odd reason in the Bundesliga, they just don't have the ability to see things out. You know, and there is this, I don't even really know how to pinpoint it. Matt brought this up in the podcast that we did on Tuesday, that Matthias Sommer predicted at halftime that Dortmund would briefly collapse against Atletico Madrid because of their, and this is coming from someone who actually works at Dortmund, right? Because of their, like, the mentality issues that they have at times, and they don't always have the mental fortitude. And That's something we've seen from them time and time again. Oddly enough, we don't see it in the Champions League. They seem to be able to rebound from it more often than not. But in the Bundesliga, they just don't. And I just think this Leipzig side is just has that more. And I also think they have more quality, Stefan. I think this Leipzig team is actually better than Dortmund. You know, maybe the one difference is that they're not quite as experienced. But on talent, I think this Leipzig team is better than Dortmund.
Yeah. Yeah, it's well, I mean, this game's a perfect example to prove that. And yeah, it'll be interesting. I do wonder if that kind of mental aspect of it will come into it, because Leipzig have shown a really good run of form at home. And like I said, like, I mean, I know both teams are still gunning for top four in the hope of finishing the Champions League, but I do kind of wonder if Leipzig have, I mean, all their eggs are in this Bundesliga basket, aren't they? They know everything is focused on these fixtures, whereas Dortmund obviously have one eye on the PSG tie as well. So
yeah.
I just wonder if it'll come down to who wants it more. And in that case, I think it might be Leipzig.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, that gets us to the next game. That's Freiburg against Wolfsburg. Freiburg are now 6 games in a row at home without a win. Didn't think that would be a streak that I would see. Second last home game for Christian Streich as well. So I guess we're getting close to the end of his tenure now. It's becoming more and more of a reality. They're playing a Wolfsburg side that is going to be desperate for points. Need to point out too that Freiburg are currently 7th, which might be enough for a spot in Europe, right? We have to see how everything falls. They're also only 5 points behind Frankfurt on 6th, which actually could also be enough, not just for Europe, but maybe even the Champions League, because if Dortmund finish 5th and win the Champions League, that extra coefficient spot goes back to the Bundesliga, which would be crazy, a third of the Bundesliga in the Champions League. Anyhow, 6 could still be on the table, and especially if Frankfurt, as we predicted, will lose their game to Bayern Munich. I'm just not sure Freiburg have it right now, especially at home, and there's so much emotional noise going around. And I think Wolfsburg are going to be really coming out clawing. So I went for a 1-1 draw here.
Yeah, I've actually got the exact same thing just in here. Yeah, it's such a fascinating kind of situation for Freiburg right now. It's not a kind of triumphant victory parade for Christian Streich. His team are actually 16 points worse off than they were at this point last season, which I think really shows the kind of malaise that's kind of set the club and perhaps why he's decided to pack things in. And he comes up against a decent Wolfsburg side who haven't been, you know, outstanding by any means since Hasenhüttl came in. But 2 wins out of 4 and 6 points out of 12 is probably better than what Wolfsburg were doing beforehand. Well, it was obviously much better considering they went like, what, 8 or 9 games without a victory up until the point Kovac was sacked. So, you know, wins over Bremen and Bochum suggest that, you know, Hasenhüttl might be getting something out of this squad. And, you know, as Freiburg's recent home form and their form in general this season suggests, they've kind of struggled. So, yeah, I guess I agree with you. I wouldn't be surprised if Wolfsburg were to take a point here.
Up next is Augsburg against Werder Bremen. Those two teams have never seen a draw in their entire history of playing against each other. That's a crazy stat. They have played 21 times and never drawn. Is that going to change this weekend, Stefan?
I don't think so. I've got a feeling that Augsburg will bounce back after defeat last weekend. They're still a very good side. They're still very strong at home. You know, I just suspect that Brennan has been, you know, more or less struggling for a long time. Over the course of the last 5 match days, they're bottom of the table. Extend that to the last 10 match days, they're joined the 15th. Only Bochum, Cologne, and Darmstadt picked up fewer points. So, you know, we kind of talk about this every week, but Bremen have just been really struggling recently. And then all of a sudden they pick up a really impressive 2-1 win over Stuttgart, which just kind of completely comes out of nowhere. So
that's so typical, though.
Well, it is, isn't it? I suppose, but I don't know. Something just kind of makes me think that despite the weekend before's results, where obviously Augsburg lose and Bremen pick up a huge victory, I kind of feel like it's going to revert back to the way it was before. I did have some fantastic stat, which I'm trying to remember what it is, but I think it was more along the lines of I've not won back-to-back games in the Bundesliga in 3 months. There we go. That's what I was looking for. So consistency continues to elude Bremen, and I think it will do this weekend as well.
What was your prediction there?
Sorry, 2-1 to Augsburg.
Ah, yeah, that's the same as I have. I have a theory about Werder Bremen because they played very much like they did against Bayern in the Stuttgart game, and obviously got a result against Bayern too, right? I don't want to say that they're a great smash and grab team, but actually, no, I'm going to say that they are a great smash and grab team. I think that they set up the way they play, that Ole Werner plays, just works really well against teams that like to have the ball and, press high and, play the sort of football that Sebastian Hoeneß plays. Bayern Munich, of course, also want to play. And I think that's what really was the root here of their success against Stuttgart, because I don't want to say that Stuttgart were the better team, because Werder Bremen deserved to win this game. But Stuttgart didn't really do anything wrong, which is really odd. It's just think that they ran into a Werder Bremen team that just is really well built to deal with teams like Stuttgart. And so, unfortunately for them, Augsburg isn't like that. So that's why I don't think this is going to work this time. Although that win for Werder was huge against Stuttgart, wasn't it? Because that essentially makes them, they're now what, 7 points away from the relegation zone. That should probably be enough at this stage of the season. So huge win for them. Don't think it's going to work this time. But here we are. We both tipped 2-1 for Augsburg. All right. So up next is my match of the week. As I said, Stuttgart lost to Werder Bremen. So did the team that's currently second, and that's Bayern Munich. I still maintain that I think Leverkusen and Stuttgart are the two best club teams in German football, or play the best football in Germany at the moment. There's two coaches that I think are going to have a long-lasting impact on how we play football in Germany too. And Xabi Alonso and Sebastian Hoeneß, right? Both have rejected Bayern Munich. Hoeneß has done it twice, which I think is interesting, because they went back to Hoeneß. Hey, when Alonso and Nagelsmann and all those other guys said no, they went back to him, and Hoeneß said, no, look, I just signed a new contract here in Stuttgart. I can't do it. They play really good football, and I'm really looking forward to this match. I think it's going to be tight. I was at the return leg in Stuttgart, right? The game that ended 1-1, which was a game of two halves, with Stuttgart dominating the first, Leverkusen the second, ended 1-1. I actually do suspect that Leverkusen are going to win it in the 98th minute somehow, and then, of course, keep their streak alive to break the Bundesliga points total, which they need to win every single game from here on out to do it. I went for a narrow 2-1 Leverkusen win, but I think this is going to be an incredible football match, Stefan.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great match as well. I've gone for 3-2 win for Leverkusen, so a real barn burster as well. I've actually got an interesting stat for you. Since Sebastian Hoeneß became Stuttgart manager, they've played in six top Spiel games in the Bundesliga and not lost a single one. They've won all six of them. So if this was to be the case, this could be the first defeat.
Didn't they lose to Bayern though?
Was that top Spiel though?
No, so top Spiel. Okay, never mind. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, I was top. I thought top six, but you top Spiel. No, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, well, they seem to do it for the cameras, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's obviously a wee bit of a kind of narrative here, obviously, from the fact that Leverkusen knocked Stuttgart out of the Pokal in that really fantastic game. I do kind of wonder if there's a it's it'd be very easy to say, oh, Leverkusen will have a degree of they'll have a fighting spirit because they want to get one back on Leverkusen. But I think from what I can remember from that game, Stuttgart obviously took an early lead, and then it really felt like Leverkusen had their number. They knew how to kind of they figured out how to play against them. They knew how to dominate, and Leverkusen ends up finishing winning. I know that obviously re required a kind of 90th minute winner, as often seems to be the case with Leverkusen this season, but felt by the end of the match that they'd kind of very comprehensively shown Stuttgart that they were the better team. And I just kind of wonder if that will play into the back of both teams' minds when they go into this game, in the sense that Stuttgart will have maybe a degree of trepidation or fear, knowing that, you know, they gave everything they could against Leverkusen in the Pokal and they didn't come out any better. And the fact that Leverkusen might go in thinking, well, if we play as we did in that game, we should be okay. Mm. So I think it'd be a great game, but I suspect that it'd be one that Leverkusen win. And I think another thing that's maybe worth mentioning as well, which is quite interesting, is that if you actually look at Stuttgart's away form in the league this season, they won 9 and lost 6, but just no draws in there. And I think that's really interesting because it's very... on the road, they've got a very good record, don't get me wrong, but they're very hot or cold. There's no real... well, maybe there's an intention, but there's no real kind of proof that they're able to kind of grind out the odd point when necessary, whereas you might expect other teams to do so. It doesn't feel like Stuttgart are capable of, you know, going to places like Leverkusen and just kind of taking a point. It's either all or nothing, and I suspect in that case Leverkusen will be able to pick them off.
Yeah, you could see it too in the game I went to in December, where Stuttgart really dominated that first half, and then Leverkusen kind of started decoding them a little bit and started breaking down in the second half, and then only got that one goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, that kind of maybe bled into a little bit into the DFB Pokal fixture, where Stuttgart again, I think it was a 2-0 lead or 1-0, 2-1, and then 2-2, and then 3-2 for Leverkusen in the end. But it kind of, you know, felt the same way. I think what it is, I have a theory on this. I think what it is that we see two teams playing very similar football, right? Hoeneß and Alonso have a very similar idea of how football is supposed to be played. But I just think that Leverkusen have the better players to do it, which, you know, that's I think it's just a gap. There's two coaches that are probably on the same level, but one has a little bit of better tools to do it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah, but regardless, I think this is going to be a fantastic game to watch. And I think everyone should be tuning in, which is why it is my match of the week. All right, so that gets us to the Sunday fixtures. And up first is Gladbach against Union Berlin. Union Berlin back down there, Stefan. Gladbach not out of the woods yet either. Are we going to see one of those two teams making a step out of the relegation zone this weekend?
I don't think so, actually. I know we have a few Union Berlin fans in our subscriber base. There's at least one Gladbach fan who does chirp up with some great content. I was going to say content, some great comments and reactions during the games as well. But I actually think this is going to be a pretty drab match, to be honest with you. I've gone for a 0-0 draw here. Gladbach continue to infuriate with their kind of lack of consistency. Perfectly encapsulated with that defeat last weekend. And Union Berlin, you know, have kind of, you could probably argue that they are kind of moving in the right direction. The last kind of three or four weekends wouldn't suggest as much, but, you know, you have to bear in mind that they've played Bayern, a very good Augsburg side, Leverkusen, and then a draw with Frankfurt. So, you know, they've had a really tough run in. But it is worth bearing in mind that they haven't scored an away goal since mid-February. So, yeah, I just kind of suspect that basically neither of these teams are going to have enough about them to win this game. I think it'll be quite a dull game, and I've gone for 0-0.
Yeah, I echo this. I do think that there's going to be goals, but not many more than you said. Went for a 1-1 draw here. which is actually kind of funny, because as I looked this up, Union have won their last 5 games against Gladbach. So I guess that streak could come to an end here. This is the funny thing, though. That point could be huge for both of those teams, right? Because there's so many teams in and around them that are also in trouble, and Bochum really look poor, Köln look really badly. This might be just a matter of everyone else is going to be fine because Bochum could completely deflate here. And, you know, so salvation might come through the means of others, not by your own actions. And I think that is kind of true for, I'm looking at Gladbach, Wolfsburg, and Union Berlin here, that three pack of teams. And I kind of feel like they might be fine because the teams below them are just might not be able to pull themselves out of this, which is, of course, not necessarily a badge of honor for owning of those teams that are going to stay in the league. If you own 31 points and you're going to be ultimately fine, that's not great. You should be collecting far more than that. But here we are. We're staying in the keller or basement. And up next is Mainz against Köln. Stefan, ever since I interviewed Bo Henriksen, they have been doing really well. And I think that's going to continue here. I think they're going to beat Köln 1-0 and make a huge step out of the relegation zone here.
Yeah, I completely agree. This one seemed like the easiest one to predict, to be honest, this weekend. Mainz have been fantastic at home recently. They've picked up 10 goals in the last three games, beating Hoffenheim, beating Darmstadt, beating Bochum. They got a draw against Gladbach, despite getting a man down, and they beat Augsburg before that. So, beating all the teams they should be beating, and they're doing it quite comfortably. So, and I don't think Cologne will be any exception. So, yeah, very straightforward 2-0 win for me, this one.
Yeah, and if you want to find out how Mainz have done it, there's a great interview with Bo Henriksen. I'm not saying it's great because I've done it. It's because he was a great interview. Some people make it easy. And if you want to find out how he's done it, there is one on the Substack. And he was very thorough in that interview explaining how he's essentially turned things around. And I think it's pretty safe to say he's been doing that. All right, that gets us to the final match. Darmstadt against Heidenheim. Oh boy, I think Darmstadt are going to get smashed here. Well, not smashed, but they're going to lose this game 2-0. And that will probably be it for them, right? I think they could get mathematically eliminated. Yeah, they can. I think that will be it for them, Stefan.
Yeah, not only could they get mathematically relegated, but Heidenheim can mathematically secure safety from relegation with a win in this game. And I think that will be really important too. Heidenheim haven't been great recently, but they've also quite crucially still been pretty solid, in decent form. They draw a lot of games, you know, and that's the kind of important thing we talked about, the way that Stuttgart don't do it. Heidenheim have really managed to kind of grind out a lot of results. They've only got one loss in the last eight games, if I'm not mistaken. That's away games, that is, sorry. And I do say Darmstadt aren't going to kind of anytime soon. So I've gone for 2-1 win for Heidenheim, but enough for them to stay in the league for another year and for Darmstadt to not stay in the league for another year.
That was actually the Saturday game of the main games. I watched that directly, the Heidenheim-Leipzig game. And I actually thought Heidenheim played really well. You know, in the end of Leipzig had too much quality for them, but I, you know, like they did against all the top four teams, Heidenheim looked really good. And that is a compliment to them, considering the lack of resources that they have, that they're able to be really competitive against the very best in the Bundesliga is, you know, Frank Schmidt is a great coach. That's just how simple it is. They deserve staying in the league. We complain about not the big teams not being in the Bundesliga. My Substack is on this, my main Substack. My second Substack this week was on Kaiserslautern and Schalke and what it means for them if they would potentially go down to the third division. Those teams need to get their act together, and teams like Heidenheim are showing the way. I think that is the main message here. You can't complain about little teams being in the Bundesliga. Just copy what they're doing because they're doing a great job. Anyways, that's it for us this week. As always, this podcast is brought to you by Bet Online. Also, check out Get German Football News. They're very kind. They're posting this podcast every week as well. The previous show, of course, three more editions of that, Stefan, and then we're done.
Yeah, you can almost see the finish line.
Yeah, incredible. Another season done and dusted. Seventh season of the Gegenpressing podcast. And many more. We'll be back next week with our regular content, Champions League week next week. So that takes care of the bonus shows. And then the week after, I will actually be in Germany to cover Stuttgart against Bayern in Stuttgart and Frankfurt against Leverkusen in Frankfurt. Looking forward to that. We'll be back then. Until then, auf Wiedersehen.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.